Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from the Oklahoma Farm Report. Did you know of the 51% of consumers that have concerns about beef production, their greatest concern is animal welfare? Raised with Respect is a campaign brought to you by Sysco and the Certified Angus Beef Program to highlight the shared commitment of cattle care by farmers and ranchers and the entire beef community through encouraging beef quality assurance certification. You have a rare opportunity to attend a special BQA workshop hosted by CAB and Sysco Friday, June 28th in Woodward, Oklahoma at the Woodward Livestock Auction. Registration begins at 1 p.m. and the program will start at 1:30. Experts from OSU will take you through interactive training, a market update, meat cutting demonstration, and of course, a certified Angus beef dinner. There'll also be great giveaways. To learn more, visit cabcattle.com. That's cabcattle.com.
Well, Oklahoma wheat harvest made some good progress in most areas at the beginning of the week, but harvest has, of course, been hindered in the Panhandle and parts of north central Oklahoma due to those heavy rains in the Panhandle and some lighter rains in north central Oklahoma early Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning. Minor cutting still continues in parts of southwest Oklahoma down by Walters, Altus, and Duke, where rain hindered harvest in select areas. Elevator locations reporting a lot of movement prior to the beginning of this week from south central to north central Oklahoma. Progress also being made in northeast Oklahoma. Right now, Oklahoma Wheat Commission calling harvest throughout the state about 91% complete. In the Altus, Roosevelt, Lone Wolf, and Hobart area, most of this region is complete, with some minor cutting going on around Altus and Duke, where producers have been fighting mud. Test weights have dropped slightly this week, but holding around that 60-plus average for the region. Yields reported is ranging in the low 40s to mid-50s. Some higher intensely managed wheat making it into the low 60s and low 70s. Proteins in the region at 9 to 14%. In El Reno, yields in the region ranging from the mid-40s to the mid-50s for the most part. Test weights around 60 pounds per bushels and above. Proteins varying across the board from 9 to 13%. And right now, this location reported at about 99% complete. In northern Oklahoma, for Tonkawa, Blackwell, and Ponca City, harvest had some good movement over the weekend, but we did see some rains on Tuesday and Wednesday that brought harvest to a standstill. Producers are trying to get back in the field tomorrow. Test weights have been favorable at 60 pounds per bushel and above. Yields around the mid-40s to mid-50s for the most part. And the proteins at 11.5 to 13.5%. This location about 90% complete. For Afton and Miami, harvest made some good strides in the region. Yields on the hard red winter wheat reported at 50 to 70 bushels per acre. Yields on the soft red winter was at 60 to 90 bushels per acre. Test weights ranging from 58 to 60 pounds per bushel with some higher test weights as they got into some better wheat. In the region, 40% of the production will be hard red winter, and then about 60 will be soft red winter. That location also at 95% complete. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought and extreme drought still at zero, which has been the case for most of the year. Severe drought or worse is now at 1.20%, also unchanged. Moderate drought now at 20.82%, which is up from last week's 15.79%. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 37.17%, also up from last week's 27.22%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, majority of the state, aside from the Panhandle, the southeast corner, they have about a 40 to 50% chance of rain through June the 29th. Panhandle and the far southeast corner, about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through that date. You've got farm news. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, an important tool for producers. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
Now is the time, between now and June 30th, to get that application signed with that agent that you want to do business with for this next year. So we're taking applications for the 2025 LRP crop year. But remember, that change date is June 30th, the end of this month, to get that new application on file with the agent that you choose to do business with.
To learn more about LRP, contact Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services or the Apache Farmers Co-op. They are an equal opportunity lender. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.